Looking for the best place to buy tickets for any of your favorite teams or sporting events? We've got the spot. Our partner, StubHub, has been the leading ticket marketplace in the world for over 20 years, providing a 100% guarantee with every order. From a worldwide selection of live events, the widest choice of tickets, and industry-leading partnerships, StubHub has what you need to purchase with confidence. StubHub, an official partner of The Athletic.
Ding, ding!
LeBron, I have to ask. We know your love and respect for K-Love. Where do you rank that poster?
At the very last spot, because it's K-Love. Listen, when I turned that corner and I looked up, I was like, no, please, Kev, just move. I hate it because he should know once I get that go-go gadget calf muscle on, get going, then, you know, I'm going to take off. So I hated it happened to be him. So I'm going to take that one even out of my posters. I didn't like that one because that's my guy.
How about we can just watch basketball?
How about we can just watch basketball?
Hello and welcome to the Daily Ding on the Athletic NBA Show. I'm Dave DeFore here with Mark Schindler for your Tuesday update. Before we start, don't forget you can get this pod ad-free by subscribing at theathletic.com/NBA Show. Absolutely massive Monday night in the NBA, Mark. I mean, to the point where it was hard for us to choose the games for the show. Every game was kind of cool tonight, but we're going to start in Philly because Philly somehow beat the Miami Heat without Joel Embiid and no James Harden. 113-106, thanks to 28 ridiculous points from Tyrese Maxey, Mark.
Some smart people once said, Dave, Tyrese Maxey better. That showed up tonight, especially late in the game. He continues to be tremendous. I think there was a real chance that he could maybe have been marginalized bringing in another star like James Harden, but he's just thrived. Looked absolutely tremendous tonight. You see the stardom bursting with him.
And they also got big games from a couple of guys who've been having a rough season so far. Shake Milton had 20. Furkan Korkmaz had 18. And when you get that sort of production from these guys, I mean, it's great in a game like this because it was the only way they were going to win.
Yeah, Shake has been shook for much of the year, but he really brought it together tonight. Was huge. I mean, they gave him a lot of ISO reps, especially in the second half. Looked really good, just composed, got to the middle of the floor, got to his pull-up game. We saw some of Iowa State, George Niang, getting into his post-hook shimmy. Again, like you mentioned, just a really great all-around game from a lot of the role players that have kind of struggled at times this year.
Yeah, the story of this game was late game offense. Tyrese Maxey scored 13 of his 28 points in the fourth, and including 9 in a row at one point. And, you know, we've been hammering the Philly late game offense on Nerder because we think it's unoriginal. There's not much going on there. It's kind of just griffball. This was much better. It was totally fine. On the other hand, the Miami Heat had their late game offense.
Yeah, it continues to be one of my few real qualms that I have with the Heat. I mean, not to be too harsh with Jimmy, only played 5 minutes in the fourth due to a sub pattern, but only two field goal attempts in a close game when they need him to really take over. Tyler Hero did not have it tonight, 5 of 15 from the field. Kyle Lowry was having a good game, but they needed more tonight.
And down the stretch in this game, and honestly for most of the game, the Sixers targeted Tyler Hero. Given his importance to Miami's offense, I mean, if you were Eric Spoelstra, would you be worried right now?
I wouldn't say I'm worried, but, I mean, that kind of shows the margins of where you're at. I mean, you can't afford to have a Hero inefficient game or just a rough game from the field or with, you know, turnovers in general, too. It makes it a lot harder to stomach some of his issues defensively.
In Brooklyn, no Kyrie, no Ben Simmons. But the Nets still had KD. So you know what happened in this one. 114-106, the Nets beat the Jazz, which, I mean, that's a big win, Mark. I mean, the Jazz are no pushover. Of course, we think they're a little bit paper tigers when playoff time comes. But this is a really good regular season team. And without Kyrie, this is a huge win. Also, no Andre Drummond in this game for Brooklyn. KD had 37. Nobody can guard him, Mark.
He had 19. It felt like he may as well have had 50. I mean, he was just absolutely dusting Royce O'Neal, which no slouch as a defender, but I mean, he was in his bag tonight, getting to everything. He had 8 assists, picking apart their defense. I just don't know how you guard him sometimes, man. He was on a heater tonight.
Yeah, Nick Claxton got the start in place of Andre Drummond, scored 15 points. Bruce Brown had 22 for the Nets, which, you know, this is a guy who was getting DNP CDs early in the season and has been, you know, he's their 6'2 center. He's their small ball center. And just another big game for Bruce Brown, who's having a nice second half of the season so far.
Yeah, he's really found his stride. He's filling the cracks nicely on offense again. That floater's been a little bit more automatic. He's taking some more threes. Just continues to really impress, man. I'm glad to see that Steve Nash has found his place in the rotation again.
Another 30-point game for Donovan Mitchell for the Jazz. Had 6 turnovers. So, you know, some of the playmaking struggles he's been experiencing here lately have continued. But my big issue with this game is that Rudy Gobert, Mark, he only got 5 shots in this game, and Andre Drummond wasn't playing. That is a disaster.
Yeah, if I said that I didn't notice Rudy Gobert in his 30 and a half minutes of play, you think I'm just being cliche, but I mean, that was that kind of game tonight. I don't really know what to take away from him. He only had 4 rebounds as well.
4 rebounds!
It's very weird, man. Like, I don't really know what to make of it. And these games just been happening more and more often from this Utah team. There's always some kind of wonkiness, some kind of weirdness. On the plus side, Mike Conley had another good game, so.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service that you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service at any time. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
In Dallas, the Mavericks hosted the team that just doesn't lose anymore, the Minnesota Timberwolves. And hey, the Mavericks beat the unbeatable Timberwolves, 110-108. Only 15 points in this game from Luka Doncic, not the sort of Mavs victory we've become accustomed to. He did have 10 assists, 6 rebounds, but he struggled in this game, Mark. Held a 3 of 11 from 3, 5 of 17 from the field, and only shot 4 free throws. What happened?
Patrick Beverley happened, Dave. Pat was awesome on Luka tonight. Just totally irritated him. You could see how frustrated Luka was getting. But more importantly, he was just playing ferocious defense on him. It was one of my favorite games I've watched this year. Really awesome all-around game.
Yeah, and Pat Beverley actually, he got fouled late in this game and had a perfect missed free throw, which he got the rebound for, and then he was fouled on the putback. And, I mean, it was very exciting there for a moment, but, you know, these things never work out when you're trying to miss free throws on purpose. Spencer Dinwiddie, this is the reason why they won the game. This is the reason why the Mavs have been so hot here lately. And in this game, man, 20 points off the bench, 7 of 12 from the field, 8 rebounds, 3 assists. He's just doing a great job of attacking the basket, especially when he gets a big switched on him. I love that there is at least one guard in the league that is not looking to take a step back when he gets a center on him, Mark.
Well, yes, Spencer was tremendous getting downhill. Like you mentioned, I mean, he's totally refound his form. For whatever reason, NFTs died and Spencer Dinwiddie came back to us. But I've loved watching this game. I've loved seeing him back. He's just added another dynamic that this Dallas team really missed throughout the year.
And another thing that has shown up is Reggie Bullock, the 3-and-D wing that they thought they signed over the summer. He's been fantastic. He hit 6 threes in this game, had 18 huge points, 7 rebounds. I mean, look, everything worked perfectly except for Luka Doncic in this game, and the Mavs still won. That, in and of itself, is a major victory for Dallas, given how things have been traditionally. But the story here for Minnesota is how bad their wing defense was. Again, we talked about Dinwiddie and how killer he was. Those 6 big threes from Reggie Bullock. clearly they were missing Jaden McDaniels in this game.
Yeah, it's so tough. This was one of their better defensive games, in my opinion, in a while. But you could see, as soon as they're getting to their second or third rotation, they really missed Jaden's length and recovery skills in the corner. I thought that was absolutely killer for them tonight. And I think almost all of Reggie's threes came from the corner. That's just the kind of thing where you really can't make up having a guy who's 6'10 with real length and skill.
Yeah, and a pretty decent game from Karl Anthony Towns. He actually finishes the game plus 11. Naz Reid is back up minus 13. So Minnesota won every Karl Anthony Towns minute, and they lost every minute he was off the court. That was the difference in the game. But Anthony Edwards, 5 of 13. You don't like that he only took 13 shots. You know, he was marginalized quite a bit by the Dallas defense. I thought their game plan there to get the ball out of their hands was smart, Mark.
Yeah, I mean, Dallas was really good, and they have, I mean, credit to them. They've been fantastic all year at crunching in on ball handlers, being really active in the lanes, stunting on digs. And you could see, I mean, Ant was bothered at times. He had a really nice Euro and one, but other than that, I mean, 2 of 8 on twos, rough game for him.
As I said to start the show, really, really big Monday night. So we're going to run down some of the other games of note. The Bulls hold off the Raptors 113-99. They get Patrick Williams back. He has 7 points off the bench, 26 from DeMar DeRozan and 26 from Zach LaVine. And the Bulls finally start to get healthy as the playoffs come around, even though they got a little bit of bad news today, Mark, about Lonzo Ball.
Yeah, I mean, believe it or not, Alex Caruso, pretty darn good, pretty darn important for this team. Finished 2 of 7 from the field, but the defense continues to look a little bit better. I thought this was the most Bulls game that we've seen from the Bulls in a couple months. They just have a verve that they didn't have when he and Lonzo have been out.
And the Bulls win over the Raptors, and the Lakers getting a big win over the Cavs thanks to 38 points and a triple-double from LeBron and a giant, I mean, what should be, I don't know, a season-ending dunk on Kevin Love. I mean, Kevin Love should have to sit out the rest of the season for the posterization that we witnessed.
I mean, hey, man, it feels like Kevin Love gets one of those at least 3 or 4 times a month, and it was that time of month, man. Huge LeBron game. Honestly, could have been expected, considering how things have gone in L.A. recently and coming back home to Cleveland, but it's still just you have to take a step back from once in a while and go like, LeBron just put up 38, 11, and 12. It's nuts.
Yeah, and he's almost my age. This is ridiculous. In Charlotte, the Hornets hold off the smoking hot Pelicans 103-106. A team effort. 17 points from LaMelo Ball, 17 points from Terry Rozier, 15 points from Isaiah Thomas off the bench. And look, one of my favorite things in this game was the Jackson Hayes, Jonas Valanciunas double big lineups. But man, Charlotte actually did a really good job. Mason Plumlee with a huge game.
I wasn't ready for a Mason Plumlee huge game shout out, but I mean, you're not wrong. The man started shooting left-handed free throws, I think 4 or 5 games ago, and he's looked good. I mean, he's been good for them, but it just it adds a new wave when he's actually hitting his free throws.
The Rockets came back from 23 points down to beat the Wizards by 18, 115-97. Just a completely hapless performance by the Wizards. And Christian Wood was ridiculous. 39 points, 8 of 9 from three, Mark.
I mean, the story is Christian Wood, but we got a hit too. I mean, this Washington team, to somehow have a loss even worse than the loss against the Clippers that they had earlier in the season when they gave up a lead of similar size, this team is just rough right now. But I mean, shout out to Christian Wood. He's been fantastic the last week or so offensively, and 8 of 9 from deep, 14 of 18 from the field, 39 points, 10 boards. Huge game for him tonight.
And in Oklahoma City, Jason Tatum just continues MVP-level play. Another 35-plus point game. He had 36. Jaylen Brown had 25. And the Celtics hold off a fake comeback from the Oklahoma City Thunder thanks to 35 freaking points from Trey Mann.
Yeah, I mean, Trey continues to be really impressive. Some of the stuff that he's doing, space creation and just getting to his shots, I mean, 7 of 12 from 3 tonight. The stuff he's doing on pull-ups, step-backs, really fun player, really fun game, showcasing a lot of his potential.
Really fun league right now. That's going to do it for the show, folks. Hope you guys have a great rest of your week. Keep it locked in right here to the Athletic NBA show. We got good stuff coming all week and all the way till the playoffs and through the playoffs and the finals as well. Everything is good here on the Athletic NBA show. Mark, let's get out of here.
Ding dang, y'all.
As you've probably heard by now, we've teamed up with BetMGM this season. We'll be using BetMGM lines to make all of our picks, and we'll have special offers for our listeners each week. If you haven't signed up for BetMGM yet, use bonus code THEATHLETIC, and you'll get a one-year subscription to The Athletic, plus up to a $1,500 first bet offer on your first wager with BetMGM. Here's how it works. Download the BetMGM app and sign up using bonus code THEATHLETIC. Make your first deposit of at least $10, place your first bet on any game, and claim your voucher for a one-year subscription to The Athletic. See BetMGM.com for terms. U.S. promotional offers not available in D.C., Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. Call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369 in New York. Call 1-800-NEXT-STEP in Arizona. 1-800-327-5050 in Massachusetts. 1-800-BETS-OFF in Iowa. 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help in Michigan. 1-800-981-0023 in Puerto Rico. First bet offer for new customers only in partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel. Don't forget, if you haven't signed up for BetMGM yet, use bonus code THEATHLETIC and you'll get a one-year subscription to The Athletic, plus up to a $1,500 first bet offer on your first wager.